Report, Biden, Democrats take campaign contributions from convicted terrorist financier. By Jacob Bliss on February 5, 2022. President Joe Biden and other Democrats reportedly took campaign contributions from Mehdadeen Muntasser, a convicted felon in the United States accused of supporting the cause of violent jihad, after he was released from prison. A report from the New York Post indicated that the 57-year-old and two of his associates were convicted in January 2008 of conspiring to defraud the United States government, lying to the FBI and engaging in a scheme to conceal evidence. The group's charges came from operating an Islamic charity that acted as a front to finance Islamic Jihad abroad and lying about the organization in order to obtain tax exemption status. The list of Democrats Muntasser has donated to ran for federal office, which started in 2018, according to Federal Election Commission records. In 2018, Muntasser donated $1,000 to Senator Ed Markey, DMA. Since 2018, he has donated $2,250, in three payments, to Representative Tom Malinowski, DNJ. Since 2019, he donated $342.50, in multiple payments, to ACT Blue. Last April, he donated $2,900, a one-time max donation, to Rana Abdelhamid, who was looking to unseat Representative Carolyn Maloney, DNY. Last year, he donated $2,900, in two payments, to Mwad Hirsi, who was looking to unseat Representative John Larson, DCT. Last year, he donated $250 to Biden during his presidential campaign. Hank Schienkopf, a Democratic strategist in New York, told the Post, "Democrats can't do anything but set themselves up for failure at this point," noting that the situation is unbelievable. "This shows a lack of judgment and what it will be portrayed as is they will do anything to get money for their campaigns. They will deal with anybody, even enemies of the nation. They lose the moral argument entirely," Schienkopf added. The Post described Muntasser's legal process and the charity Care International. During years-long criminal proceedings that followed, the convictions were briefly tossed, only to be later reinstated in 2011. Muntasser ended up serving 5 months in a Rhode Island prison and another 5 months of home confinement, 6 months of supervised release, and paid a $10,000 fine. Muntasser transferred $120,000 from Care between 1993 and 1995 to Mikdab al-Ghidamat, an organization co-founded by bin Laden. He additionally traveled to Afghanistan in 1995 and met with Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, according to the sentencing memo. The feds additionally said that Muntasser served as director of the Boston branch of Al-Qaeda Refugee Center in the early 1990s and that Care was a successor and outgrowth of the organization. Muntasser, who now runs a Massachusetts-based real estate investment and development firm called Quitry 3, which he listed as his employer for the majority of the donations, declined to provide a comment to the Post. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.